Part 1. My Mother, Peggotty and Me. I am David Copperfield. These pages will tell the story of my life. My father died before I was born, and my mother lived alone with a servant, Peggotty. One day, before I was born, one of my father's aunts, Miss Betsy Trotwood, arrived at the house. She was a strange lady.
Mrs. Copperfield,
she said,
when will the baby girl be born?
My mother was surprised.
Maybe it will be a boy,
she said.
It must be a girl,
said Miss Betsy. Betsy Trotwood hated men because of her previous bad marriage. My mother was very shocked by the aunt. She went upstairs to rest. Soon the doctor came and went to see her. Aunt Betsy sat downstairs and waited. A few minutes after midnight, the doctor came downstairs.
The baby is born. It's a boy,
he said. Miss Betsy stood up, took her hat, hit the doctor with it, and disappeared from the house. She never came back. And that is the story of the day that I was born. When I was a young child, I was very happy. I loved my mother and Peggotty. But one year, a man called Mr. Murdstone met my mother at church. He often came to the house, and he was very kind and friendly to my pretty mother. He had black hair, black eyes, and black clothes. I didn't like him, but my mother did. One day, Peggotty took me to stay with her family in the town of Yarmouth on the coast. I loved Peggotty, and I wanted to see the sea. Mr. Barkis, the local carrier, took us in his cart. Peggotty's family lived in an old boat on the beach. It was a very comfortable house. I met Peggotty's brother, Mr. Peggotty, a fisherman, and his nephew Ham, and Ham's cousin Emily. Emily was a beautiful little girl with red hair and blue eyes. I fell in love with her, and we spent a lot of time together.
Would you like to be a lady?
I asked her.
Yes, I'm afraid of the sea,
she replied.
I want all my family to be rich, not fishermen.
I enjoyed my holiday very much, but finally the day to go home arrived.
Goodbye, Master Davy,
said Mr. Peggotty.
Come back soon.
I rode back in Mr. Barkis's cart with Peggotty. When we arrived home, she said,
David, I must tell you something. You've got a new father.
I ran into the house. My mother wanted to kiss me, but a man in black stopped her. He stood in front of me and shook my hand, then sent me upstairs. My mother was married to Mr. Murdstone. A few weeks later, his sister, Miss Murdstone, came to live with us. She took the keys of the house from my mother and said,
Don't worry, Clara. I will organise everything.
The happy days were finished.